on. I'm going as fast as I can. You know, it's no wonder Taylor wanted a carpool to work with me. No, she didn't say anything, but I can make an assumption. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you do think it's biased. What am I keeping you from anyway, huh? Is your weekend so slammed that you can't spare the few minutes you already agreed to help me with this? Oh, so your memory really is that bad. That's good to know, because I thought you were just slacking when it took you 2 days to reply to my email. I guess it's a miracle you remembered to meet me here in the first place. Yeah. And that spot on the newest project can still be yours if you manage to find the willpower to curb that attitude. Okay. Yeah, all right, you can come in. Yeah. Come on.
Well, that expression told me all I need to know. Thanks. Go back out.
Well, why did you think we were here? What, like I'd ask you to meet me at Party City, try on costumes, and then conduct our business somewhere else? I mean, I guess I could have, but... No. This is your purpose for the afternoon. No offense, but you really don't need to know why. All I need is your honest reaction. Have you already done your costume shopping, or are you going the DIY route? Well, yeah, I assumed. When your new boss hosts a costume party, you tend to want to show up. Or maybe not want to, but you still find the time. Come in again. Please?
No? Right off the bat? Okay. I thought this was with the tassels. Well, damn, okay. Oh. Wow, you figured it out. Good for you, sweetheart. You got a brainiac over here. Oh, I have plenty of integrity. It's just that I'm also overflowing with ambition. Now, I know what I'm doing. I know how guys like him work, and I know the kind of advancements it'll earn me. I just don't know what he likes, so... No. You're about as similar as Slenderman and whatever the hell that suit out there is supposed to be. You do, however, offer an invaluable perspective. Well, you don't like me very much, do you? Oh, the deadpan. See, that's why I brought you here. Who else's opinion can I trust to help me make the right impression? Wait. Oh, shit. Hold on. Actually, fuck the zippers. Oh, my God. What the? Okay, very stuck. Very, very stuck. Can you... Okay. Watch my hair. I told you. I'm trying for a better position. Well, why should I continue to work above my pay grade when a quick and easy flash of some cleavage will launch me into a fitting salary? It isn't like I haven't earned it. You know how much effort I put into this job. It's been years. Well, yeah, if there was a quicker, better way, I would go that route. But as it is, the new guy is our old boss's cousin. So. Oh, yeah. You didn't know? You didn't know that? Yeah. Yet that cousin, by the way. So now you see why I am hoisting my tits up in a cheap satin bustier, probably freezing my ass off when I could be chilling in my favorite sweater, watching Goosebumps, drinking cider, all that fun shit. Thanks. You didn't rip it, I presume. Here, just sit on the bench. Yeah, there's no need to keep going in and out. Just close your eyes, though. This doesn't work if you get a glimpse at the transition. Because it'd be a little too distracting. You need to be a clean slate. As clean as you can be. I've only got two more in this hall, anyway. What was the problem with the last one? Well, something had to be wrong if it didn't inspire any sort of enthusiasm. Derivative! Oh, God. You're an ass. Okay. All right. I'll open your eyes. Eating your words. Well, yeah. This one does certainly show it off. Too much. Actually, that's a good point. So you get it, then. Right, no, I can't. I can't be too obvious. It's a bad look, regardless. Can't scare him off. I really don't want to take any extra heat. I know I'm going to get it. Rachel's already going to be scrutinizing my every move. Like always. I mean, I guess it's for the best. I can barely breathe in this thing. It digs into all the wrong crevices. Ow. Yeah. I couldn't have this cutting into my thighs all night. It is a shame. It looks so good from the back. Alright, on to the next one, I guess. You're not watching, right? Hmm. open your eyes. Thoughts. What was that? You said something. I guess that's it then. Damn it. Ah, fuck. I really thought I would find something. It's my fault. I shouldn't have waited this long to shop. They said they were low on items my size. That makes sense. It's too close to the fucking holiday. These were my only real options. No point in spending $40 on an ugly costume I'm only wearing once. Isn't gonna get the job done anyway. Well, be prepared to waste away with me, I guess. You're free to go. It's what? Really? That's a change of tune. You're sure you're not only saying that because you want me as a connection? Nice try. But if the costume isn't working, the plan isn't either. Really? Well, then why did you act like it did nothing? Were you just being stubborn? You just embarrassed to admit. This cold, bitchy, manipulative coworker of yours has any effect on you. You can't come to terms with it. Don't want to say it out loud. Don't want to show any signs of it. Even though that goes against the entire reason I brought you here. Sure. And you're sure it's not because you caught me changing? I told you, the experience needs to be clean. You were watching, weren't you? That's something only dirty boys do. I shouldn't have let you look. I could see your eyes in the mirror. Even if I couldn't, I could feel them. Well, now I can't trust your judgment. I spent all this time trying to figure out how to properly test the variables, and now the experiment has been tainted. Fuck you. We'll have to start from scratch. You'll need to reset. Blank slate. I'm going to have to train you, aren't I? Hush. Maybe if you hadn't ruined the control element, we wouldn't be doing this. You don't want to get jerked off in a changing room, do you? I don't want to do it either. But this is my career we're talking about. I have to do what I have to do.
I can't let you stay this hard. It'll mess with the results. Trust me, I don't want to wear an uncomfortable costume if I don't have to. Already my body is screaming to get out of this thing. May actually need to take some of it off. Or down, anyway. See. That's so much better. God, that thing was crushing my tits. Oh, what? You like that? Are you gonna say no, or are you just gonna stare and swallow like a teenager? That's flattering. Well, why don't I help you along a bit? Just get you over and done with. Because I know you don't want to be in this situation in public with me any longer than you have to. Let's get this over with. You hate this, don't you? Don't worry. I won't hold it against you. I like my tits. More? It's a little chilly in here. I'm sure you can tell. Well, you're warming me up too. It feels so hot between them. I love that, if I could be honest. I tend to run cold, especially when my blood is running to particular places. You know what that's like. Thank you for providing some heat. It needs extra lubrication if it's gonna be sliding up and down between us. Walk out like this. Oh. could you hide how hard you are? You'd be considered a freak for sure. A fucking pervert. I guess that's what I wanted, though. I don't know how often you've had someone go down on you, but if any of them ever told you how good it feels. I don't give compliments I don't mean. Not to you. But I want more of this in my mouth. Keep quiet. You're supposed to be an innocent person helping his friend choose a costume. You don't want to get us kicked out, right? No. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're doing so well. I could always see you eyeing me up and down when I wore that one outfit. It's too bad you decided you're too reputable to challenge the animosity between us. I've always wanted to suck you off, personally. Under here. So good. Oh, such a good boy. Well, I think we've made an improvement on the validity of this experiment. I did see there was one more costume in my size, but I guess this one's gonna have to do. Certainly can't put it back in the package now. Ah, shit. I don't make you clean this. Open. Get it all? Uh-huh. That's it. Embarrassed. Don't be. You made it. Is it good? Give me a taste. Well, thanks for being my guinea pig. It was helpful. I gotta go ring this up. I'll just wear it to the register. Oh, and if you do decide to attend the costume extravaganza, I'll throw in a professional courtesy. I promise you'll be the only one I fuck at that party. Least I could do. Have a great day. Drive safe.